From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's your Now in the News update. The search for two missing NFL players and one other man continues this morning. U.S. Coast Guards are now searching the Gulf of Mexico for Oakland Raiders linebacker Marquise Cooper and free agent Corey Smith. They have narrowed down the search area after finding a fourth man clinging to the capsized fishing vessel off the Florida coast. The men went missing after a terrible storm overturned their boat on Saturday night. At least six people are dead after the Sri Lankan cricket team's bus was attacked in Pakistan. Heavily armed gunmen were caught on tape as they opened fire on the visiting sports team's bus. At least eight players were wounded. The sixth killed were security guards. All of the attackers escaped. Nobody has claimed responsibility as of yet. Today is a very busy day for President Obama. He meets with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown for talks on the global economic crisis and other issues. The president will also visit the Department of Transportation and speak with employees there. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meeting with Israeli President Shimon Peres today. Also on her agenda, including incoming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Clinton is pledging American support when he takes over, even though he doesn't necessarily see the need for a separate Palestinian state. Also during her visit, Clinton also called for rocket attacks from Gaza to stop. Back in the United States, your money will be the big focus this morning on Capitol Hill. Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will testify about today's challenges to the budget and to the economy, while White House Budget Director Peter Orszag will discuss President Obama's spending plans for the next year. And some hope for families struggling to stay in their homes these days. Citigroup is now going to allow unemployed homeowners paying off city mortgages to pay as little as $500 a month on their home loans. The reduced rate will last for about 3 months. That is during that time, Citi will waive interest rates and penalties. Some homeowners may also be able to get an extension depending on their individual situation. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.